Chapter 3. Are we there yet? We need to have a clear concept of success if we want to have any hope of getting there. Just as our diagnosis of the causes of poverty shapes the remedies we pursue, so too does our conception of the ultimate goal. Building on the concept of poverty as being rooted in the brokenness of human beings' four foundational relationships, this chapter explores what successful poverty alleviation entails and paves the way for the principles and applications to be discussed in parts 2 and 3 of this book. The Entrapment of Alyssa Collins. During the 1990s, Alyssa Collins and her children lived in one of America's most dangerous public housing projects in inner-city Chicago. Alyssa had become pregnant at the age of 16, had dropped out of high school, and had started collecting welfare checks. She had 5 children from 3 different fathers, none of whom helped with child-rearing. With few skills, no husband, and limited social networks, Alyssa struggled to raise her family in an environment characterized by widespread substance abuse, failing schools, high rates of unemployment, rampant violence, teenage pregnancy, and an absence of role models. From time to time, Alyssa tried to get a job, but a number of obstacles prevented her from finding and keeping regular work. First, there were simply not a lot of decent-paying jobs for high school dropouts living in ghettos. Second, the welfare system penalized Alyssa for earning money, taking away benefits for every dollar she earned and for every asset she acquired. Third, Alyssa found government vocational training and jobs assistance programs to be confusing and staffed by condescending bureaucrats. Fourth, Alyssa had child care issues that made it difficult to keep a job. Finally, Alyssa felt inferior and inadequate. When she tried to get vocational training or a job and faced some obstacle, she quickly lost confidence and rapidly retreated into her comfort zone of public housing and welfare checks. Alyssa.